Okay, so now the sound should be working. All right, so it wasn't working. So now it's working. All right, so good. Anyway, in this video, I want to talk about the subject of hell and the lake of fire, both places where the lost, the people who are unsaved, will go, where they will end up if they are not saved from their sins. Now, sin is the root cause of the descent into hell and this place of torment, because their sins have not been forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. And all the world is on their way to these places of damnation, to these places of judgment, places of fiery torment. It's written that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody's a sinner. Nobody can escape from that fact. Everybody has come short of the glory of God. And the Bible teaches in Ezekiel 18:20 that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And it says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody is born in this world with sinful flesh, which is not subject to the law of God. All people in this world have transgressed the law of God, and they are wicked in the eyes of God. They will thus face the judgment and the wrath and the indignation of God, which is death. What they deserve for their sins, the wages of their sins, is death. That's what they will get. That's what they earn. That's what they deserve for the things that they've done. And that's why that all of those in Adam shall die, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Everybody born only of the flesh and not born again, not born of the spirit, as Jesus says we must do, they will perish everlastingly as a result of their sins. It's written in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Once you leave this world, you've already been judged. You've already been condemned. There's no hope or no second chance. You only get one life on this earth. Those who have sinned are already dead in their soul. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, the Bible says. Now, God knows all things. He knows those who have done wickedly, those who have broken his holy and righteous law, and they're judged and condemned beforehand. And thus, when their physical body dies, if they do not get saved, their soul will descend into hell. In John 3:18, Jesus said, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, Jesus Christ is the only way to escape from this damnation. Those who do not believe on him, those who do not have salvation through Jesus Christ, do not have their sins forgiven. They have no hope of heaven, but the sins remain imputed unto them, and they are guilty before the Lord. Jesus said to the Jews which did not believe on him in John chapter 8, verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. So if you're watching out there and you do not know if you've been born again, you do not know if you've been saved, you do not know whether you are going to heaven or not, then this is a guarantee from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without his atonement, without remission of sins, without salvation, without justification through Christ Jesus, you shall die in your sins. It's a guarantee. It doesn't say you might die in your sins. You shall die in your sins. When you pass away and you're not in Christ, but you are in your sins, then those very same sins will bring you to death and will bring you down to hell. Jesus describes that place of hell as a place of frightening torment. In Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31, it says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send into my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Some will erroneously claim that this passage in Luke chapter 16 is a parable, but it's not a parable, because in the parables of Jesus, he usually identifies the story as a parable when he begins to speak or after he ends the parable. A parable uses earthly illustrations to compare with spiritual matters, and it never uses actual names. This is told as a story, a real story of a real man named Lazarus who went to heaven, and a real rich man whose name is not told unto us. His name was blotted out of the book of life, and he descended into hell. Jesus described hell as a real place of torment in flame and fire, where the rich man goes immediately after his death. There's no wait. He dies, he's buried, and in the very next statement, in verse 23, it says, "And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments." It says in the latter part of the chapter that the rich man begged Abraham to send one to the house of his father so that his five brethren would hear the gospel and be saved and might not also come to the place of torment that he is in. That shows us that this is not talking about a future judgment. This is talking about something that exists right now, a place of fiery torment that one goes after they die. His brethren were still upon the earth. They still have to answer to God. They still have the same requirements as everybody else, to be saved or to be damned. And thus the rich man is in hell even to this very day. He's still in the torment of fire with billions of others who are burning in hellfire, still suffering as he did 2,000 years ago, begging Abraham to give him even just a bit of water to cool his tongue. A torment is not light suffering. Torment is extreme pain, a severe suffering. It's being burned with fire. It consumes the whole body. It's not a small thing. These people will be scorched with this extreme heat day and night for thousands of years, the Bible teaches. And it says in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. And the vast majority of people who have ever lived and who are even alive today will end up in hell and not in heaven. Hell is never full, according to the Bible. It will take the people who will die in their sin and who do not get saved. Everybody who does not get saved, which is the majority of people throughout history, will descend into hell. As Jesus said, that broad is the way of destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So few people will find eternal life. Few people will escape from the damnation of hell. Most people will go that way of destruction. And it's not just hell, as in the hell that exists right now, which constitutes the everlasting fire, but there's also what the Bible calls the lake of fire. So as soon as we die, we're cast down into hell. But one day, even the unsaved will be brought up out of the grave to stand before the throne of God and should be judged in the presence of the Lord a final time before facing the everlasting judgment and damnation in the lake of fire. And on that day, no matter whether you rejected the Lord Jesus in this life or not, you shall bow down to him and confess him as Lord. As the Bible says, God also hath highly exalted him and given a name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So even the people under the earth, even the people in the lower parts of the earth, as the Bible calls hell, even the people who are in hell, the people who have been suffering in torment, who know not the God of the Bible, they don't know that the Lord is the true Lord, even those people, they will bow down to him and submit themselves to him. And all the billions of people who have ever died and gone to hell will confess that the Lord, that Jesus is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Now, billions of Muslims will watch as Muhammad bows down to Jesus Christ. Muhammad, the man who led those billions of Muslims to hell, who denied the sonship of the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will bow down to him and confess that he is the Lord. The Jews will watch as their rabbis bow down to Jesus and confess his name. Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler and all Roman emperors and pharaohs and kings throughout the past that have ever denied Jesus Christ and lifted up themselves and been exalted as gods, they will all bow down to Jesus and give glory unto God the Father through him. And then they will be judged according to their works by the great white throne. It says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 to 14, "And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which are in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which are in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Notice in verse 13, it says that the dead were in a place called death and hell, and that they were delivered up from death and hell to stand before the great white throne. So the people who have died in their sins, they are in hell. They were suffering at that point in fire, the same fire that the rich man suffered in. But now they are brought before the presence of God, and the books are opened, and they're judged out of those things which are written in the books. Jesus said to the Jews that he will not accuse them to the Father, but they have one that will accuse them, even Moses, in whom they trust, in John chapter 5. They, because their sins are still imputed unto them, because they have not been forgiven of their sins, they have not been saved, because they have not found the narrow way, but the way that led to destruction, they died in their sins. They will be judged according to their works, according to the wicked things which they have done, which has broken the commandments of God. And they shall be cast in the lake of fire again, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Those who die without Christ face the first death, and they descended to hell, but they will one day face also the second death. Now, it does not matter how much of a sinner they are or how much of a sinner they think they are, because according to God, even all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Don't think, well, I'm not that bad. Everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody has measured up to God's standard of holiness and righteousness. The Bible says that whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend at one point, he is guilty of all, in James chapter 2, verse 10. It doesn't matter that you haven't transgressed every commandment. You're still a transgressor. And it's written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. The moment that you broke the law in your life, you died, and your destiny became the punishment of hell in the lake of fire, a place which is everlasting fire. It's written in Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 to 11, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. According to the Bible, these people will not have rest. The torment, the suffering, the extreme pain in fire and brimstone will last forevermore. The smoke shall ascend forever and ever. It's written in Mark chapter 9, verse 43 to 48. Jesus said, and if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed, than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hellfire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. The fires of hell, they can never be quenched. The people who go there will burn in hellfire forever and ever. So don't let anything get in the way of you entering into life. That's what Jesus is saying here. Don't let anything get in the way of you escaping the damnation of hell. Do not make excuses, because it's not going to be fun once you get there. It's going to be eternal suffering and torment forever and ever. So what do we do about hell? We're all on our way to hell. That's the punishment, this everlasting fire. Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. In Luke 12, verse 5, it says, but I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. The wicked of this world who hate God think that they can escape from God by not believing on him, by not worshiping him. They're wrong. There's nothing further from the truth. They think that they can escape from God, but they can never escape from God. God is the one with the power over the soul. He has the power to cast you into hell and destroy the soul and the body. He has the power to send you into torments for your sins, and he alone has the power to save you from that. So you should fear him. If the people do not fear him, but they reject the gospel and choose the way that leads to destruction instead of the narrow way of life, it does not matter how much they hated God, how much they didn't want to be with God. how much they refuse to believe him and harden their hearts against him, because one day they will stand before the throne of God and bow the knee to the living God, Jesus Christ, and confess that he is the Lord. They will be cast in the lake of fire, and the Bible says in Revelation 14 that they will be tormented in the presence of the Lamb. They cannot escape from God. Don't listen to the false doctrine taught by a lot of people out there that hell is a separation from God. You will not be separated from God. Even those who hate him, they will be in their presence and they will be tormented forever and ever. If we do escape from hell and take the narrow way rather than the road to damnation, it's only through Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said in Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. So it's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who has the power over hell and of death. All those in the world, because of their sins, are on the way to hell, but Jesus came to save us from our sins, according to the scriptures. And it's only through him that we can have hope away from that terrible place of fire. Jesus said in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you put all your trust in him for salvation, believing that he died for your sins and rose again, then you have everlasting life. That's the promise of Jesus. He promised that all those that believe on him shall not come into condemnation. He said in another place that he that believeth on him is not condemned in John 3:18. So the only way to escape that condemnation of hell is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in John 11:26, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. The Bible tells us that hell is death and the lake of fire is the second death. But Jesus promises that we as Christians, if we believe on him, if we put our trust in him, we shall never die. Because we believe in him, because we have faith in the Lord, we have everlasting life. Although our body may perish, although our body might be killed, the Bible says not to fear him, or not to fear the one that can kill our body, but to fear God, who can kill both our body and our soul, destroyed in hell. He's the one who will do that for people who are not saved. If you do not get saved, if you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will perish. But if we do believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we are saved from our sins, our sins are remitted, the Bible says that whosoever shall believe on him, or whosoever believeth in him, shall receive remission of sins. Although our body may die, we will never perish, but our soul will depart to be with Christ in heaven forever and ever. We have eternal life. So that's the only way to escape from this punishment of hell. Otherwise, you will be tormented in fire and brimstone forever and ever. And that's a fact. Whether you believe the Bible or not, that's going to happen. One day, everybody will confess Jesus Christ, whether they believe it or not, whether they want to do it or not, they're going to. So thank you, everybody, for watching. Goodbye, and God bless you.